This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Welcome to another edition of On the Block. This is where we introduce you to some very important people in the neighborhood. Maybe some entrepreneurs, maybe people in high power. And we got one today. We have the mayor of New Paltz, Alexandria Wojcik. How
Good
are
you? Good morning. I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm pretty awesome. You look awesome.
Thank you.
How many colors are in your hair today?
Approximately 14.
All the colors of the rainbow. Yeah. 1.2 million. They all blend together at points.
It depends on your own eyes how many you can even see. You know, how good are your eyes?
Well, that's cool. Congrats to the hairdresser.
Thanks. I did it myself,
no
actually.
No kidding. Yeah. Wow. Well, you look gorgeous.
It's color theory.
And so you've been the mayor of New Paltz, since February 18th?
Yeah, officially appointed mayor.
Yeah.
Since February 18th, I took the mayor role over January 1st when our previous mayor took on his new gig as town supervisor.
Got it.
Yeah.
So you vacate the mayoral position and you move up? Is that how it works?
Well, he had won an election.
Okay.
Yeah, he won the election back in November to become the town supervisor. And gotcha. I was serving as our deputy mayor. You know, I was duly elected, don't worry, to the village board.
So it's not some random appointment. Unanimously elected, which I read. And that's a big deal.
Yeah. And
it was no fighting. It was she's the one.
That was a good vibe. And it was important, too, because that vacated my trustee seat. Mm. So then I was able to then appoint a trustee.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So who is your deputy?
My deputy is Stevie Susta.
Cool.
She's awesome.
That's really neat.
I met her at Snugs a few years ago. She said she wanted to run for office, and I helped her get onto the village board. And, you know, she's been by my side ever since, so she was the obvious choice for being my deputy.
Now, if one like me doesn't know what a mayor does, what's your duty?
My duty is loving New Paltz to the max, 24/7, 8 days a week.
I could be the mayor then.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's great. No, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I mean, but for real, you know, that's the point of these small town, like local level things. It's like the people's mayor is the people's mayor. Mm. So not just loving New Paltz, but also I'm the, you know, chief, you know, financial person in charge of our $17 million budget. I make sure our municipal water system is drinkable and it flows down the mountain into people's, you know, taps and glasses. I make sure our sewer system operates copacetically, you know, protect people's rights, help people problem solve, help businesses out, all that jazz.
Hmm. So how many complaints do you feel today?
About a dozen.
So you sue things over, you make things right.
Yeah, you know, a big part of this job is making sure everyone feels heard.
Mm, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the people and the businesses, the entire community.
Yeah, every single person.
And do you love the community of New Paltz?
Oh gosh, I love New Paltz so much.
It's a very unique place.
Yeah.
Now I've been living in it and around it I don't know, 30-something years. And
cool.
The times and brain cells that I've lost in New Paltz are all amazing. All the ones that I lost, I'm saying, are amazing, as well as the times that I've had there have all been amazing. There are so many interesting places to visit and to go, to recreate, to work, to play, and to educate, which is an amazing thing. You can get it all in New Paltz.
Yeah, you know, we're lucky. We're a walkable downtown, and, you know, from Main Street, you can, you know, go shop at a bunch of different places, get awesome coffee, pizza, go see some live bands, and hit two libraries within a mile.
Yeah, we love that.
Yeah.
Now, I got to ask you this. Alexandria, what's your favorite place to eat in New Paltz?
Oh, gosh.
I know it's like naming your favorite kid, but
yeah,
you got to have one.
You know, I, okay, I can never just choose one because it depends on the time.
Sure.
So,
okay. That's
like
fair.
For a late night slice, gourmet forever and always, obviously. Mm. But I've been on a Shorty's kick. I love those tofu
really?
Dogs. Oh, I like their fancy little cocktails. And I just love how they've reimagined the Old Village pizza space to be kind of like a really hopping joint.
Huh. Yeah, I'm really hip on a pizza.
Oh, a pizza is so good too. Yeah.
It's delicious. They make amazing things there.
They really do.
Well, eating in New Paltz, of course, is something that we all share and love to do. What do you like to do to recreate in New Paltz?
So in my spare time, you know, and this is great being here in a music station,
yeah.
I like to just go out and see what's playing.
Yeah?
I'm a Snugs girl for life. And
wow.
There's always live music there. We've got Lemon Squeeze now has lots of awesome music on the lineup. There's always something happening at Bacchus, you know, and a couple other spots. So I'm always out trying to find where I can dance.
Cool. Well, we love that. Dancing, of course, burns calories and makes you feel good.
Exactly.
And that's why we do it, I guess.
Yeah.
So what else do you enjoy when you're not doing mayoral duties?
So I do like to roller skate. And this does actually relate to my mayoral duties because
oh?
I'm working on building a skate park.
Awesome. Where?
In the middle of Hasbrook Park, right next to the playground. So
now when I hear skate park, I think skateboards.
Yeah.
So are you an inline skater or a skateboarder?
I am now a quad skater.
Wow.
But I grew up being a skateboarder.
A quad skater is old school with the rubber bumper in the front?
Yeah.
Cool. Gotta know these things because also inline skates have four wheels.
Right, right. The roller skates have four. The inline skates, I think they
maybe
also
have
four.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll count them next time.
Yeah.
So, well... How long have you lived in New Paltz?
I've lived in New Paltz since I turned 18 and moved there for college at SUNY New Paltz in 2003.
Mm. And you graduated with a degree in what?
My bachelor's in English and my master's in English also.
Aha. So that's perfect for being a mayor.
It really is.
Do you get paid well being a mayor?
It's definitely not something I recommend doing if you want to have a lot of money.
Oh.
And if my landlord's listening, don't worry. I've got it figured out.
See, we all have this paycheck to paycheck kind of thing going on. So no matter what our awesome position is, we're working hard and struggling and all getting by. So, you know. If you get to know the mayor of New Paltz, maybe she could help you out. New Paltz, if you have any things that require assistance, and what other things does your position require you to do?
Yeah, so really just like a lot of management, you know. I oversee our small but mighty staff. Our Department
cool.
of Public Works team, you know, are the guys behind the scenes of everything. Like there's a pothole and then there suddenly isn't if it's on a village road. It was our public works team, you know, making sure the brush gets picked up off the side of the road, making sure those stripes that help
people
cross
roads. Do you
coordinate
that? Actually yourself, then you send the crews out if they need it, if you get
I help kind of say, hey, this is going to be a priority right now.
Cool.
But luckily we have a lot of institutional memory amongst our staff.
Mm.
Our superintendent of public works, Blue, is just a total rock star and knows what needs to be done before a problem happens almost.
Well, I give lots of gratitude to the street crews and the ones that clean the streets, one, and in the winter clean the streets, and I mean remove snow. I give a lot of respect to those folks, and they deserve it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like thank you so much to the people who keep things going.
So when you go out to Snugs and you want to get in a groove, what kind of music do you tend to listen to?
So I'm really into Jamtronica stuff. I saw like the Disco Biscuits last week up at
cool.
SPAC. Yeah.
Right on.
So a local New Paltz band that I've been obsessed with is Kale. They really, you know, hit that sweet spot.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I'm always kind of following their feed and seeing if they ever share out a flyer or something, then I'll check it out.
Cool.
But yeah, you know, otherwise, if it's somebody I didn't hear about, I'm so down to go check it out. But yeah, if anything ever hits that Sweet Jam Chonica spot, like, I'm so there. You know, I've been on a real house remixes of old Jerry Garcia songs kick lately too. So
I've been digging that album a little while back myself. Like, yeah. I just could not stop playing it. It's so bizarre and cool at the same time.
And it's like in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the kind of what's going to happen, but it's unexpected in the remix.
So yeah, exactly.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that the familiar and the strange is, you know, kind of a lot about, a lot like New Paltz itself, you know. We're right now dealing with the age-old question of, do we consolidate the village and the town, and getting that to an actual ballot referendum for November.
Does the village and the town argue?
They traditionally argue, but right now we have a mayor and a supervisor who had worked together for a decade. So we're friends.
We like that. That's good. Yeah. So the consolidation may happen.
It may happen. It's going to be up to the people, which is the way it should be.
Wow. We love that.
Yeah.
How about we listen to a tune? It's not a remix, but it'll be the real thing of Jerry Garcia. And
sounds
then
good.
We'll get back in a second.
Awesome.
This is KZE. KZE. This is On the Block. I'm Rick, and joining us is Alexandria, the mayor of New Paltz. Wojcik?
Correct.
Okay. I know how to mix consonants together. It's a pleasure having you here. Now, talking about New Paltz, as we were while Jerry was playing, it's such a cool place, and it's so diverse, and so... you feel welcome there. You absolutely feel like you can let your freak flag fly. You can be any person you want to be in real life or in play life, and anything goes, which is super cool.
Exactly. You know, like in New Paltz, we actually mean it when we say all are welcome here.
Hey,
you know?
We like that.
Yeah. And that's one cool thing about becoming mayor is, you know, despite New Paltz being such an important like landmark in New York State LGBTQ plus history, right? We've never had an openly queer mayor before. So I'm your person.
Yay.
And in November, I'll be the first ever woman elected to the position of mayor.
We love
that. Like you mentioned, I have my rainbow hair. You know, you can find me out dancing in town. Mm-hmm. Like I feel proud to be a mayor who reflects the majority of the humans of the village of New Paltz.
And the second woman mayor in New Paltz in history.
Yeah.
And that's amazing as well. Unanimously put into position. And you're feeling that it's a win, the election in November?
Yeah. As of now, like no one else is running against me.
Really? Cool.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm still going to give it my all and make sure I get to talk to every single person at their door and, you know, out and about in the world, probably organize
colorful,
a rave the vote.
Nice. You're going to have colorful lawn signs?
Yes. My partner is an artist and made me the coolest logo because I was like, make it like me and New Paltz vibes like combined. So it's like a sparkly rainbow ombre
with
ridge.
The gunks in the back?
Yeah, you got the ridge in the back and my name.
Cool. We're talking with Alexandria Wojcik, the mayor of New Paltz, and we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get back to some more musical diversity and more with On the Block on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. Stay with us. Be right back.
1 KZE.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show. This is On the Block every Thursday, beginning at 9 o'clock. We get to talk to some great folks in our neighborhood. Who's on the block? And we're talking with the mayor of New Paltz, Alexandria Wojcik. Do you like being called Alex or Alexandria?
A little bit of both. You can call me Alex.
All right. It's like
you cannot call me Al.
Okay. No way was I going there.
Okay, good.
But now being outside in New Paltz is one of the greatest things. Hiking in the Gunks or going to, as we discussed, a secret watering place that you can swim. There are so many of these little spots. And again, you can be free and do what you like to do and find places to bike, hike, walk, run, whatever it is. And there's so much, well, to do, really, and to recreate in New Paltz. And, well, as you mentioned just before, your position in the town and who you are and your background, you can be who you want to be in New Paltz. And a little while back, I had the extreme pleasure of talking to Robert Plant.
Oh, cool.
And when I got to talk to him, I got to hang out with him a second time. And he came up to me and he said, "Hey, New Paltz." Oh. And he remembered that I lived in the New Paltz area because he lived in New Paltz for a year and a half, he told me. Wait. And he dated a woman in New Paltz. Now, this is what I mean. You can be whoever you want to be and walk through. He said, "I would go to Monkey Joe's and get coffee and walk there. And no one bothered me. No one was like, 'Hey, it's Robert Plant.'" He said, "No one." And I said, "That's incredible."
That's awesome.
He said, "I wasn't, you know, flaunting my plantness."
Yeah.
"But I was Robert Plant and I walked through town and everyone let me be or they didn't care."
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
A year and a half.
That's a whole year and a half. Well, if he had run for mayor, then it would have been a different story. I always have to add a few minutes to my walk travel time, which is, you know, great. People should stop me in the street, but and leave the rock stars alone. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he may look like another New Paltz rock star and not get, you know, like, "Oh, he's another long-haired blonde guy with a scarf around his neck."
Yeah.
Who is he? Who cares?
That's so cool.
But that's what I mean. You can be whoever you want to be or be really who you are. And anything goes in New Paltz. So what's coming up in the future of New Paltz? What's on the agenda for the rest of 2026?
Yeah, so 2026 is a big year. We are working on taking that age-old question of consolidating the village and the town into one government to the ballot so that all village and town residents will finally get a chance to weigh in on this question and I hope put it to rest. I'm remaining agnostic on it because I want to make sure people feel comfortable sharing whatever with me. But I am excited about just the process of actually putting this question to a vote rather than it being a contentious issue that comes up every few years.
Well, that's very thoughtful. And well, it sounds like a very busy and big year, consolidation and other events that are going on. Now, are there any fun special events that are happening for the family or for anything that you know of that's happening over the summer?
You know, we just had a good bunch of heavy hitter events. I'm a co-organizer of our annual Pride Festival in March and a co-founder of our Pride Coalition. So I'm still coming off Pride Month.
Cool.
But we just had like a really awesome 4th of July party out at the fairgrounds.
Cool.
Thanks to this group called Local at Heart. We had a Dead cover band. I got to see them play and then the storm rolled in. It was crazy.
Oh, wow.
But the rest of the summer, you know, New Paltzians, we like to treat our summer like a sanctuary season, if that makes sense. So like, yeah, we've got all these public hearings on consolidation, but otherwise, you know, we'll all be seeing each other at the swimming holes and in the Millbrook Preserve and all that jazz.
Nice. And at Snugs.
Yeah.
The
always
Lemon
at
Squeeze.
Snugs. And Lemon Squeeze and Bacchus.
Nice.
Wherever the tunes are, you can find me.
Well, good. That's good that you're approachable and you're around town and you love the nightlife as well.
Yeah. I'm working on launching some mayor mobile office hours to kind of formalize my schedule of where people can find me and, you know, grab a coffee, grab a margarita, you know, pull me off the dance floor and
maybe
talk to me about anything except parking.
Maybe next March, then we'll get in touch with you about Pride and we'll incorporate New Paltz into our celebrations. So that
Please
would be
do.
Awesome.
We are always the first Sunday of the month of June.
Cool. Alex Wojcik, the mayor of New Paltz, has been our guest for On the Block. It's been a pleasure.
Thank
you
so much. Thank you.
It's really a lot of fun. And get to know her. How can folks get in touch with you? How can they find you on social media? Like, what goes on?
On social media, my handle is Mayor Alexandria Wojcik. Just start typing in M-A-Y-O-R-A-L-E-X, and I'm the only one that will pop up. You can find me at Village Hall, 25 Plattock Hill Avenue, pretty much anytime. If I'm not in the office, I'm across the street at Peace Park with my shoes off. And you can find me out and about. You know, I'm available really to anyone, day and night.
We love that. Grounded, connected to the earth, and connected to you. The New Paltz Mayor, Alex Wojcik. Thank you so much for being here. What a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
This has been On the Block on 98.1 KZE. We'll let a tune rip, and then we'll be back